Warm greetings to everyone, and welcome to our meditation session together. And there are many ways of talking about mindfulness meditation. One way is to see that it has three component parts, or three aspects to it. They can be done separately each, or they can be done all together in whatever combination and sequence. But the first is to accompany, to really accompany our experience, to attend with our experience, to be a companion to our experience. It's a little bit different than being our experience, but to accompany and to be accompanied by our experience. The second is to know our experience, and to be known by our experience, to be known, to know our experience, to really let it register, be fully acknowledged, be really, really known. And really known doesn't necessarily mean only in some conceptual way, but really known in some real clear way. This is here. This is what's happening. There's an intimacy. And the third is liberating our experience. And we could say liberating ourselves, but I think it's more kind of to the heart of the issue, to really the heart of what really happens, is we're liberating our experience so that all our experiences are not entangled with self and desires and preoccupation and resistance and running away and burying, to liberate our experience. So to accompany, to know, and to liberate. And so in that way we'll sit today. And one of those three might be just the right one for you. They each have their time and place, and each of them feel just right. Can feel just right. So to begin by assuming a meditation posture that's appropriate for you, with some care that it's in a posture that supports you to be alert, to be clear and present. A posture that supports you to accompany your present moment experience. Gently closing your eyes. And if you were going to accompany your experience, what's happening here in the present moment for you, not the reason why you're experiencing what's here, not your predictions of what's going to happen, but just the experience in and of itself, with no need for it to have a past or a future, just to be present together with what's here. What would you be present for? And to accompany, part of the richness of that word is that it's a non-interfering attending to what's happening. It's a non-judgmental way of being with what is. We're just here to be with it. And then you might take a few long, slow, deep breaths right in the middle of how you are. As if you're massaging how you are, or really meeting how you are. And as you exhale, to relax your body, to relax around how you are. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And still, as you exhale, just look around the body and see where can you relax. It can be particularly useful to relax the belly over and over again. How much do we hold against life, resist life, keep from feeling what we're feeling by tightening the belly? Relax the belly, and maybe there's more to accompany, more that we can be a companion to feel. Softening in the shoulders, relaxing the shoulders. And relaxing and softening the face. Sometimes the muscles of the face can be tired from all the expressions that we're holding there. And letting the face rest. And then dropping deeper into your breathing to accompany your breathing. Perhaps relaxing around your breathing. And then knowing your breathing. Let it be a deeper, maybe even silent, knowing recognition. Registering that you're breathing. An intimacy with breathing. And then liberating your breathing from judgments, ideas of how it should be or shouldn't be, or wanting it different, and ideas that it's not quite right. Liberating how your body is breathing so you can just be itself. And as we sit here, there might be other experiences that come that become predominant. And then you might see if you can practice mindfulness by accompanying what's happening, knowing what's happening, and liberating what's happening. letting go of thoughts and thinking, so you can be a better accompanier of your experience. So there's more attention available, awareness available for breathing, for your present moment experience. And as we come to the end of this sitting, these three parts of mindfulness, accompanying, knowing, liberating, is something we can offer to other people. From kindness, we can accompany others. With love, we can know others. And with generosity, we can liberate others. To accompany people, others in their lives, is always a gift. To really know someone else, not necessarily their history or everything about them, but to really, when we're with them, to know them then and there. To really be attuned to who they, what's happening, how they're feeling. And to liberate others. We can't get them to liberate themselves, but we can liberate them from our judgments, our criticisms, our attachments, even our needs and expectations. To accompany, to know, and to liberate are a way to act on the wish, may all beings be happy. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be safe. May all beings be free. And may it be that the goodness, the benefits of this meditation session supports us to contribute to this being possible for this world of ours. May we support the happiness and well-being of all beings. May all beings be free.